My Transformation. Book 2. The Follow-Up to My Adoption. By Max Harper. First published 2022. Preface. I want to start this by admitting to you, the reader, and myself, that what you are about to read is not your typical tale. This book, tentatively known as My Transformation, is my recount of how I came to accept myself. It's filled with a lot of what you could call downs. I hit some dark places on my journey and did things that I'm not really proud of, but I did them, and because of my experiences, I am a different, happier person. I am, and forever will remain, a sissy baby. I do feel, however, that the term sissy baby needs a little bit of clarification. To some, a sissy baby is when a boy is regressed back to babyhood as a girl, whether by choice or by design. The baby girl is just that, a baby that is a girl, as literal as an interpretation can get. Because the person in mind is biologically a boy, the moniker of sissy is applied so that others in the know can distinguish between a girl baby and a boy made into a girl baby. A long-winded explanation, but bear with me. I, on the other hand, am not that. I'm a sissy baby. A man who understands that he is a man, but does not deserve the title. Remember the phrase, taking a man card away? That's me. I'm the guy who doesn't deserve to be called or treated as a man. I'm a sissy. I was made into such by my own perversions and by Patty, my mommy. I let her lock up my boy parts and take the key back home with her to England. I let her plug my bottom. I let her put her dildo in me. I let her change my name to Chrissy. I think beyond anything else, it's the sexual distinction that separates the two main sissy babies. The first is innocent and pure, sort of a reimagining of the self from boy to girl, lacking any sexual component. The second is purely sexual. Making a man into a girl by capitalizing on his submissive nature and throwing off the gender stereotypes. As mommy put it, it's about trust. Well, that and power. Specifically, giving that power, that control, to someone else. Control for freedom. Sounds fucked up, right? That's because it is. But, I'm getting ahead of myself. So, why then do I need diapers? Again, it's power and control. It's about taking everything away from a man, so that he has a constant reminder that he's no longer a man. Men don't wear diapers. Men definitely don't use them. And men don't get hard thinking about them. I believe I've gone over the various reasons that I like them. While it sounds fantastic in your head, trust me when I say that wearing them all the time isn't a picnic, but more on that later. Diatribe aside, I hope you find something you can relate to in this next installment of my adoption. Sincerely, Chrissy. Chapter 1. I took the wet diaper off the moment I got home. I took the plug out, washed it, and stuck it on my nightstand. I took a long, steaming hot shower in an attempt to clear my head. I didn't make any progress on that front, as each time, I looked down at my caged manhood and shaven body. My legs needed a touch-up, and the thought of spending an hour in the tub running a razor across them didn't appeal to me. It was hard to find the motivation to keep up with my new life without her. Patty drove me to start these changes, and her absence made everything difficult. I dried off and walked around my apartment naked, feeling